Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tamar Jacoby's here. Tamar is here, but she's actually there. And by there, I mean Munich, Germany. She's joining us all the way across the pond, all the way over into Munich, Germany, where she's over there doing some work. And she's the president of Immigration Works and USA, Immigration Works USA. She's the author of a number of books, including Reinventing the Melting Pot, including Someone Else's House, and our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim, as always.
It's good to have you here, Tamar. And I would like for you to take a minute. We always, whenever our Brain Trust members are abroad, we'd like to get them to give us a little bit of a travelogue. What do you, you're going to talk to us about immigration here in the United States, but you know, there's a pretty big elephant in the living room over there with all the so-called Syrian refugees in Europe, especially Germany. How's it going over there, Tamar?
Well, it's a mess. I mean, about in the last year, more than 1 million refugees have come from the Middle East and Northern Africa to Germany, and they're not all going to get to stay, but most of them, they're being processed, but many of them are here for now, close to 1 million, more than 1 million. And now that there's been this obvious spree of terror attacks in the last few weeks,
yeah.
And people are starting to say that most of them are not actually people who came recently, but a couple of them have been. And so people are starting to say, wait a minute, maybe all migration is bad. Maybe we made a mistake in welcoming these refugees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help, what do we do now? So the link is not rock solid between the decision of Europe to accept these refugees or the decision to welcome them and the terror. It's more complicated than just simple A causes B, but it's certainly creating a lot of concern in the public about, you know, do we like immigrants? Do we like foreigners? Can we shut ourselves off from the world? That kind of thing.
You know, Tamar,
and it's pretty.
My friend Rich Galen, who's going to be on the next half hour, 6 months ago or so, went over to one of the crossroads in Eastern Europe where the immigrants were coming through, and I've forgotten exactly where he was, but he talked to some people who were processing these people as they were coming through, and he was able to determine that only one out of five were actually Syrian. The rest of them were from other parts of the world.
Right. Well, I mean, let's make some distinctions, right? This is not the same as immigration in the U.S., where people come mostly to work. These
right.
are people who are
fleeing
chaos in their countries, right? So,
yeah.
You know, ISIS and failed states in the Middle East and poverty in places like Africa, and people are fleeing, and they're coming to Europe in part because it's safe and in part because they have a very robust welfare state
right.
here. So it's a very different picture than the U.S., and it's important not to confuse them. And, you know, I'm very strongly pro letting in the right number of immigrants. I think immigrants, if you let in a reasonable amount, strengthen a country in all kinds of ways. I think Europe is, you know, they've got a million in 1 year is too many, and for a continent like
right.
Europe, and it's partly that they kind of overdid the welcome at the beginning,
Well, they are Europe already had an assimilation problem with the non-Europeans that they had in their country already, let alone another million
on top
of
that. Well, they're not as good at it as we are. They're not as good at that as we are. But I mean, I think they could have managed a limited flow. I mean, I think I do think that, you know, the U.S. has said that the chaos in the Middle East is not our responsibility at all, and we don't
mm-hmm.
have to take any refugees. I think Europe made sense to say, let's take a limited number and let's
right.
make sure we integrate and assimilate
them.
Do
you think what's going on in Europe right now is going to have an impact on how Americans feel about statements
sure,
like what
sure.
Trump is saying?
Sure, sure. Because I think people look over here and they see 1 million people and they think countries can't control it. The point is countries can control it. Europe's done a bad job of controlling it. But people will look and they'll say it's all or nothing. Countries can't control it. And they'll look and they'll say, look at the terrorism. I mean, I was here in Munich on Friday night when there was a shooter in a shopping center and it shut down the city for the evening. It's scary. I mean, I was nowhere near it, but it's still your city
shut
down. But
do you think that what's happening in Europe right now, especially if it continues to go over the next 4 months the way it has over the last 4 months, do you feel like that will play an impact, have an impact on the election, and whose advantage will it be for?
Well, you know, there's a possibility that it will scare some voters who will then be more inclined to vote for Trump. But I saw a poll yesterday that said even with Trump talking the way he's talking and even what's going on in the world, support for immigration is actually slightly up in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, you know, Trump talks a big, scary game, and it empowers some people who really don't like immigrants. But most Americans are still pretty level-headed about immigrants, and they see that in reasonable numbers, doing jobs that we don't do, immigration can be a good, that, you know, Americans don't want to do, immigration can be a good thing. So, I mean, yes, there's a possibility that what's going on in Europe can be a boost for Trump, but I'm actually been heartened to see that for all the screaming and carrying on that of Trump's about immigration and all the, you know, people that's making feel, well, we were right all along, Americans are pretty level-headed about it.
But I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to get away with acting like it's not a big deal.
No, and the Democrats are not that level-headed about it either. The Democrats are saying, you know, no enforcement and anybody should come.
That's my point. I don't think that's a winner for them either.
That's not a good policy either. And I mean, it's a good policy for maybe some Latino voters and some far left voters, but I don't think that's what most Americans want to hear.
Right.
You know, the president should make policy around Congress, and there should be no enforcement, and there's no limit. Anybody who has a problem outside the country should be able to come. That's not so. We have to decide this policy on the basis of our interests, not how many people have problems around the world.
But the big thing between Trump and Clinton will be American immigration, the Hispanic story, won't it?
Yes, but as you say, what's happening in Europe will spill over into that story, and people will confuse them to some degree.
So,
and again, I think the big point about the Republicans and the Democrats is neither has a good policy on immigration. Mm-hmm. One is way off on the, you know, unrealistic about the benefits immigrants bring, and the other is way off on the side of no enforcement, no control.
Right.
You know, it's all about immigrants' rights and not America's interests.
Hold on to that thought. Tomorrow when we come back, we're going to change subjects and talk about another area that Tamar is an expert in. That's workforce preparation, workforce education, something that small business owners care an awful lot about. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with Tamar Jacoby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.